Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 278. I'm Patafria.
I'm Crystal. Guess what?
Your camera's open.
I'm taking pictures of my tits from underneath. It's a new thing I'm trying for our page.
What were you going to say?
Before we start, I just want to say, oh my fucking God, New Zealand.
Yeah.
In the parliament.
Yeah, I got chills.
Chills.
I probably watched it 55 times.
Same. Every
Bunny
time
probably
it would come
just
up.
Hears chanting coming from my room over and over and
dude,
over.
Dude, the fucking haka is like every time. I don't care who does it, where it's being done. I have to watch it mm-hmm. every time. It's one of those things that like just drags you in mm-hmm. and like in a good way and always gives me chills. But to do that in parliament and tear up the fucking bill. Like, fuck y'all.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful to witness.
It was very powerful.
Yeah.
And the people that stood in solidarity, you know, like.
I saw the original TikTok post, I think it was, that's going, a screenshot of it is going around that it had 4.1 million likes. Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, lot. Like,
And it's worthy yeah. of 20 million. It's
yeah,
so
course.
Good.
Yeah, but just day one, that's what was going around, 4.1 million. Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, very powerful. I highly encourage you to go look it up and watch it.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. How's your week?
Good. It's a winter wonderland. Last night, God blessed me with a Christmas tree.
You stole it.
So let me tell you how it happened.
Good girl.
Not intentionally, but just... The universe be looking out. I'm just going to say that.
It's a gift.
Because here's something I did that I don't normally do. And I'll give you details when we're not recording. But somebody hit me and was like, hey, can you shoot me a few dollars
wow.
or whatever for whatever, right? And they've done this before and they've shot it right back. And they said, I'll send it back to you.
You only have a very minute... group of people that you'll even loan money
that
to.
I even play with like that and exactly
and
it's like my kids are about to get crossed off that list
yeah yes. and everybody knows like
don't
ask unless
do
you're
not
like
fucking ask
dying last resort
mm-hmm.
yeah
so because this person already had good credit with me
right
I sent it to them and they were like I'm gonna send it back to you tonight and I just hearted it and then tonight came and went they didn't send it so the next day I just question marked the I'm gonna send it back to you tonight and they were like oh my bad blah 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 like I gotta go to the bank when I leave here and then I'm gonna send it and I'm like just was like okay kept it real short just to see you know and they didn't they still to this very minute haven't sent it back.
Come on,
so,
really?
It is a big deal. Okay, it's not a big
it
amount.
It is your single fucking mom.
Yeah, it's not a big amount, but like don't, I'm not one to
Maria,
be.
Maria, even, I mean, Pat, even if it's 10 fucking dollars.
Yeah, it's just not my problem, not my fucking responsibility.
To hound anybody.
Yeah, and so now your credit is shot. You know what I'm saying? So like Merry Christmas. I just was like, okay, I'm not going to ask again. And now your credit is shot with me, and as it probably is with many others, because this person has been having financial issues, you know.
You shouldn't have said, I'll give it back tonight. You should have said, I'll get it back to you ASAP.
When I can or something. Yeah. Yeah. So like it's very important to do what you say with me. So I'm irritated, whatever, but I just whatever. Wrote it off. And so moving forward, yesterday I've been fucking putting it off forever. I was like, we need to get a Christmas tree. So I went on, you know, whatever online and I found one. And first the day before I bought one online, right? And I showed up to get it and you know they have them on display in the stores. So when I got there, I was like, oh, this is fucking ugly. Like I got one that was on sale, but it was like 6.5 feet. And I thought, okay, I think that's about It was like shiny, like the fakeness of it was shiny. I was like, this is bullshit. I don't like I'm those. Not doing that.
If so, we're doing fake, it gotta be.
Yeah, it gotta be like a good one. So I canceled that order. And then I was like, well, here's one I do like, but they don't have it in stock, of course. So I put it off until yesterday and we went to another location. So I get the one that's like a little bit more expensive, but it looked better. And I was like, okay, we drive out, we go to get it. And I got some other decorations and whatnot. And when it came time for me to get the tree, I was like, you know, here's my name. Like, I bought the tree online already. I'm here to pick it up. So the person just like wiggled it out and then walked away. And it wasn't until today I realized they never scanned it as picked up. So I'm getting text messages like, hey, your order still needs to be picked up. It's ready.
The ugly tree?
Huh?
Of the ugly tree?
No, the nicer one.
Oh.
So, yeah, because I canceled that ugly, shiny one. You don't listen. So,
I was listening.
So I bought a more expensive one right. that looks better, but it was at another location in stock. So I had to go. I put it off. I went. And she just, like, walked away. And I was kind of like, eh? Because, like, she didn't try to help me. It was heavy and big. She wasn't like,
fuck you, Merry Christmas.
She didn't try to help me maneuver it or anything. She just kind of wiggled it out and walked off. And I was like, okay. But, you know, in her rudeness, she didn't scan it as picked up. So
you're like,
this is a big, major, overpriced corporation. I look at it as a Christmas blessing from our Lord.
Yes.
So this morning. And
Savior.
I get fucking texts like, hey, your order still needs to be picked up. And I'm like, no, it's not. So I go in and I'm like, I thought it had colored lights. Cancel. And so it was a Christmas blessing.
Look at that.
Look at the Lord.
That's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And, you know, I thought about it and I was like, because I blessed somebody else the other day.
There's your money.
Look at that.
There's your money back. I got,
and then some. There it goes.
I love that.
The universe looks out for me. Yeah. So I'm not mad about that. And yeah, look at that.
I love that.
I do need to borrow the ladder again that our husband took back. Yes. He came and got it one day and I was looking like, I guess bring it back.
Fucking rude.
He never brought it back. Bring it back. He did hit me that night though and was like, do you need me to bring this back? And I was like, no, it's fine. But I do need it now. So for sure. I'm going to take it. I think when I leave. If it's here and do some final decorations. But we got everything. This year was the first year that peas could actually hang ornaments. Oh. She was calling them ornaments or something. She was calling them something else. But she hung a lot. So we knocked that part out quick.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah, it was nice. It was fun. Fun little evening.
I can't wait to go look at lights and shit with her.
Yeah, she'll be excited this year because she's like fully aware of what's going on and everything.
Yeah, I really want mm-hmm.
to go. She was like, so where's the presents? And I was like, there are none. We don't have that.
We're not this doing just, that this year.
We're decorating, girl. This ain't present time.
She's so funny. I wonder where she saw the gingerbread men at that she wants.
Had to be
so
on
random.
YouTube or something. She woke up. And I'm going to brush my teeth and I hear her yelling about gingerbread man behind me. Stinkers goes in to like hug her and say good morning. And he's like, mommy, she wants gingerbread man. And I was like, I don't fucking have any. And you ain't never had
gingerbread man.
You never had a gingerbread man in your life. So what's the urgency? So I go in there and she's like, I need a gingerbread man and I need it to have eyes and a smile. And I was like, okay, Auntie Crystal can probably make them with
We're
you.
Gonna
you can
make those.
You can call her and tell her because I'm not the gingerbread man maker in the family. Can't
wait. We're totally making them.
Yeah, but she's been going on about it. And so we went to run some errands this morning and she brought it up again. And I was like, yeah, she's not going to forget about this one.
She won't.
So get on that.
I know I'm going to.
Yeah. But that was my Christmas blessing for the week.
I love that.
Your week has been not as fun.
No, I've been fucking at the dentist, the fucking, not going to say which where, but, you know, I've said before, I have a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
But I had a root canal that needed to be done. I have two, but I go there And, you know, I have to do x-rays. My x-ray looks terrifying. Does it? It could have been hung up on the house for Halloween.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, I wish you got a copy.
I do in my email.
Oh, I want to see it.
I'm not posting it.
I mean, not right now. You. Not even in Patreon? It's that bad?
Okay. Yeah, no. All right. No, it's fuck. All right, no.
I guess.
You know, I don't get embarrassed, but bitch, that's crossing the line. That's like showing my, I told the dentist, I said, I'd rather show you my puss right now
than
my teeth.
Yes, you said that.
I for sure said it. She thought it was fucking great.
Yeah. Oh, it was a lady? Good.
Yeah, but
a man would have been like busted open.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's work out a deal.
Yeah. Which I'm not opposed to. So just saying. I don't know.
Just kidding, Mark.
Just say, I know someone, not mine, but I know someone with one
Will
available.
You do both our teeth.
Yes. No, I feel you because the pictures I have from when I got my veneers done, I don't know if I ever talked about this, but I started to get some separation in my bottom teeth. And so I had like a little gap and it was just like weird. Like one tooth was getting crooked and they're so fucking ugly. I don't know. Gross. I might post it in Patreon because I don't care. But it's so fucking ugly before I got them done.
Yeah.
I was like, I have to catch a jet to Mexico
right now.
Or I'm getting on the Amtrak.
Yeah. I told the dentist, I was like, I'm getting my teeth done by the end of this year or I'll fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
And she was like, don't say that. And I was like, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
So there's that.
If there's any discounts you'd like to offer, let me know.
She tried to use car salesman me, first of all.
Tell me what is happening.
So she's like, since I'm doing this and I've already done x-ray and an exam, let me just give you a treatment plan.
Right. That's what I want to know. What plan did they have in mind?
So, you know, I need implants and a bridge for my molars.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, that alone, she quoted me $45,000 just for that. That's my front teeth.
That's a small Mercedes. Like
the front teeth, she quoted me $39,000. Okay, we're at $90,000, you guys.
This is to preserve your teeth?
I said,
we'll preserve half of your teeth. This is to preserve the front and then implant the back.
Yes. And she goes, I'm better off ripping all my teeth out and getting permanent implants.
What's the benefit? Why would anyone do that?
She said, it has something to do with
structure.
Every dentist I've ever been to has told me this, that it preserves your jaw structure. You age quicker when you have to do that. Shit like that. I don't need any help
in that department. The structural integrity of your jaw and your bite. I get that.
Yes.
But like...
But when it comes to that, a $35,000 difference,
I would rather
that's stupid.
Pay for a facelift and fake teeth.
And it'll still be less than $90,000.
It will. Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah.
So I'm like... So my way of getting out of it, I said, I need to talk to my mom. She's willing to help me a little bit. I'll let you know, right? Because I'm trying to fucking get out of there.
Yeah.
And she's like, call her and have her come here right now. And I looked at her and I said,
My mom
don't even come over to my house. You think she's about to show up at the dental office?
It ain't that
Absolutely
kind of mom.
Not.
It's not that kind of mom,
She goes, well, call her on FaceTime right now. And I said, listen to me. If I put her on the spot,
you're going to
regret it.
She's looking at you and she's like,
she has a good white mom.
Yes.
I'm
not
like,
that kind of family, ma'am.
I said, if I
you're put, misreading me
very much. I said, if I put her on the spot, you're going to regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
It's going to ruin your day. Yeah.
You're going to wish you never had me walk in your office because Charlene is fucking mean. Bitch.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, look, I can take it from 39 and I'll do it for $35,000.
Ooh. Oh, thanks. Let me just take it out of my wallet right now.
I'm the wrong kind of white. This is poor white.
I mean, it's beneficial when we can play it up a little bit and
use it to our benefit.
Yeah, but like in reality, when you got to pay the bill, it's just kidding. Yeah, no.
Just kidding.
No.
So I finally got out of there, but she kept going like, well, just give her a call. Just do this. She wasn't trying to let me leave. She was trying to close the sale.
That's what's wrong with this country.
Don't fucking do that shit to me. Because now I'll never go back.
Now I don't trust you.
Never.
Now I don't trust you. Now I'm feeling like you're one of those dentists that tells me I have 8 cavities when in reality I have 2. Now that's how I feel because you want me to make your Christmas.
Yes. So
no.
when she quoted me for the price of the fixed bridge, because I had a fixed bridge over here, the one that failed from the one dentist that broke. Back when I paid for it, it was $2,200. This was like 8 years ago. She quoted me $8,000. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, and the bridge back then was a crown, just like a tooth that sits on the gum, and then a crown, right? That's what it was. Well, apparently now they do crown, implant crown, which makes it more expensive.
To jack up the price.
For sure. You can still get the other one, but they won't tell you that unless you know about it and ask about it. And she tried to tell me, oh, you can't eat with those. I'm thinking, bitch, I ate for over 2 years. Yes, you can eat with it. So mine failed because it was shitty fucking work, all of it.
Were you able to get the x-rays you needed? Mm-hmm. So you can send them out of the country now?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I called around to dentists. I mean, I called a couple Modesto dentists. Mm-hmm. I called Reno dentists. I called Tracy dentists. I called Santa Rosa dentists. All of them were the same price, with the exception of a dentist in Santa Rosa, which was $4,200. So almost half the fucking price of what everywhere else is fucking.
Yeah.
Which, if you're here, not leaving, you know, I posted it in the group chat, but I just was mind blown.
Yeah.
How much the price is increased. Like, I just, oh my God.
I know that we're like planning already to go to Mexico, but like, honestly, I don't know how comfortable you would be with Colombia as an option, but like, they're the experts. Like, if you're gonna go somewhere and you want like cheap dental work, like major full mouth work like that, like, they're really the fucking experts, and you might want to start looking into that, just to compare.
I heard Turkey too.
I did hear that, but it's always Colombia number one. So, like, I would go. I would go and just get my porcelains done while we're out there. But that's really, like, full mouth work and expensive, high-end, like, you know?
Yeah.
This ain't no little fix, and you're not going to want to have to redo it in 5 years.
Yeah,
like,
no.
You would really.
No, no, I want everything done properly.
Yeah. And right now, I feel like we're shopping places, but for expertise, that's their area of expertise. I really think you should.
Let's look.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I need to go in December. I have to.
Like, I told you, I think it was when you first were complaining about the pain, maybe the day before your appointment or something. I got on fucking TikTok in the middle of the night, big mistake. And I started looking up the kind of veneers that I have, and people talking shit. It's basically American dentists saying how bad it is, and that they're basically putting a band-aid on teeth that could fucking, I mean, they were really shitting on veneer techs, which, you know, a lot of people in Atlanta got arrested and shit like that.
But that's crazy, though.
Mine was like a actual licensed dental.
You went to
office.
A dentist.
Yeah. So it's like,
you didn't go to someone's garage.
But it was techs doing the work. And I don't know about Mexican licensing, you know, so I don't know. But it wasn't like an Atlanta veneer tech that did my shit. But they're saying this type of veneers is bad because you could be getting cavities underneath the veneers and all this kind of shit. And I'm thinking, like, I ain't heard of that. I don't know. So then I started scaring myself. So I balanced it out and I started watching hella positive reviews from my dental clinic. And, you know, people saying they've had no problems. They're so happy. All that shit, too. So
I think there's a difference between a dental office.
Yeah.
And a motherfucking garage. Because
The
people that was doing braces and veneers in garage, what would make you do that?
A hotel room?
Yeah. Where'd you get your training? What would make you go, I could do this?
There's people that are paying like fucking $4,000 or whatever to get their little certificate that you could fucking buy at Michael's and print on your home computer, and getting this training, this quick fucking,
it's like
eyelash tech training. Like, the, you know, you go and in an afternoon or something and you get this training. And
I would never. Would you? I would never, never, never.
No, I would buy those. those fucking 3D printed pop-in ones that you put in like retainers, you know? Yes. I follow a makeup like influencer or whatever that wears different ones of those all the time, and they look hella fucking good. Like, she's missing two bottom teeth in the good front. And then, no, she's missing her top front teeth, and then she has like very crooked bottom teeth, but she slaps those in, and they she's like an ambassador for hella brands that make them, and she looks great. They look amazing. Yeah,
good for her.
I would just do that before I got some shit cemented,
before I let fucking
whoever, yeah, bitch
Sarah in her garage fucking do my teeth. That's crazy.
Yeah, I just the headache of fucking dental shit and being ripped off, I don't even, God, it's a stress.
And that's why when people talk about America's the greatest place, you're a fucking lie.
You're
and
a liar.
All of you that fucking believe that can kiss my fucking ass. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Dental should be just as important and covered as medical. This so $2,000 is a
Who
joke.
Who decided that eyes and teeth are not medical? Like, why is that extra?
You feed us fucking horrible food here. Horrible food. Everything is fucking loaded with sugar.
Everything
and I get
makes you
free
sick.
Will. However, let's talk about fucking growing up really poor and never seeing the dentist. It goes so deep, right? But then
But they don't make it better because it makes them money.
No.
So they keep everything bottom of the barrel, worst of the worst for everybody.
And then you get $2,000 if you do have dental coverage, you get $2,000 or $2,500. Everything in the world's went up, but not your dental fucking insurance. That covers one root canal. Not even the crown, bitch. So you're about to live with the temporary.
Yeah.
But by the time your insurance re-ups the next year, you have another issue that needs fucking fixed. So you can't get the fucking crown. In the meantime, the temporary is deteriorating. I know so many people that shit's happening to. And then by the time you know it, you have fucking 40 grand worth of work you need fucking done in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucked
Americans
up.
Used to make a lot of fun of people in England for having really bad teeth.
I told you, I never make
and
fun
I'm
of
like,
people's teeth. No
look
more.
At us now. Like, ha, ha, ha. The joke's on us.
Joke's
like,
on
don't
us.
Don't make fun of them fucking English people no more.
No. And teeth are related to your heart health.
Yeah. You can die from a cavity.
Yes, you can die from a tooth abscess. Like, Richard has a best friend that died from a tooth abscess when we were young. Fucking Rob. I miss him. But fucking that shit is real.
Speaking of just kind of branching off of what you said, I was reading earlier today about fiber. You know, I was preaching about fiber a couple of years ago or something when I started taking Metamucil before I eat and shit. I think I'm going to get back on that.
I've been
because,
taking it.
Have you?
But not the powder. I take the capsules.
Oh, okay.
I
have the powder.
For digestion.
I have orange powder. And what I did, I don't know if you remember, but I would mix it in a water bottle, like two scoops or whatever, and then drink that before I would eat a meal. Yeah. And it makes you eat less. And it's just a good way to get fiber.
I don't need help doing that.
I did. Not so much now, but I did.
Yeah.
But I was reading that Americans on average only get between 9 and 12, I think, like grams of fiber a day. And we're really supposed to be getting like 20 to 30. And that because of the way that the nutrients are depleted in our food through preservation and all the preservatives and shit, it just completely wipes out the fiber. Mm-hmm. So like it causes a lot of our illnesses and all that shit because we're not getting enough fiber. So you're really supposed to try to get it through food rather than supplements. But I'm going to get back with the Metamucil.
Get it how you can.
And, you know, I love me some prunes and shit. So I have no problem
so gross.
With eating that and trying to get it from a food source.
Yeah. Good
but
for
up
you.
Your fucking fiber, your fiber and your protein. Those are really fucking important. And it's hard to get that in food.
Yeah. Every morning I've been taking fucking glucosamine, magnesium.
God, this is becoming
fiber.
An old people podcast.
It is. It's like for 70-year-old fucking people. Tell your grandmas about our show. Fuck
but
your moms and friends.
You know what? We grew up with grandmas, mine especially, that had me eating hella good.
Yeah.
And like, I crave like prunes, like certain things because of how I grew up. So we're going to be your fucking grandmas that teach you young bitches how to get on Raisin Bran.
Meanwhile, in my house, we were eating fucking processed olive loaf and fucking
we were eating peanut butter sandwiches, salads.
Yes, we did eat salads shit with
like
everything.
That, prunes, like, yeah. So we're going to be turning you young bitches out the way that I got turned out on old people food.
Yep, it was salads.
Grape nuts.
Every meal. We only had fucking, we either had corn Chex, rice Chex, wheat Chex, grape nuts. Once in a great while, maybe Frosted Flakes.
Lean into your grandma bag. It'll be better for you.
Every
in the
dinner
long run.
Was a protein, a starch, and a vegetable.
Yeah.
Every fucking.
Make it a habit.
Everyone. But we also ate a lot of bad shit too. But
yeah, you guys had a lot of snacks and shit because you had the kids.
Yes, the daycare. Daycare.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of bad shit.
What now? Oh God, I got another complaint.
Wait. No. No, you did not.
Sorry.
You got a complaint from what?
No, I got another complaint to share. You already know about it, about fucking peas. But go ahead. I'll get to her in a minute.
So, I took Carolyn to the fucking funeral.
How did that go?
So, what ended up happening is it was a crazy, hectic day. I ended up...
I know you had a lot of running to do.
Yes. So I ended up rescheduling eyelashes so I could just focus on the other stuff.
Because it was like doctor and a bunch of shit that day.
So I took her to the doctor. Then we were able to go to the pharmacy. And then I was like, I was going to drop her in Napa. It was in Napa.
Yeah. And I didn't want you to leave her there.
I'm like, I'll drop you. You can get a ride home with Shirley. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-mm. Lurch wanted sex.
Bitch.
He wanted grieving sex.
Grievance.
Mm-hmm. He wanted a grievance prize.
Grievance pussy?
Yes, he did.
So we go there. Lurch pulls up in an Astro van in a fucking tuxedo.
Which was in really good condition, I might add.
Yeah, it couldn't have been
his. It's kind of pristine.
It was.
Yeah.
I would drive it.
Yeah, I would
too. It
couldn't
have been his.
I didn't want to say that because fuck him, but it is a pretty clean van.
And it's like
it's
teal.
A sweet Astro van.
Sweet ass ride.
It is a sweet, sweet ride.
So he's like in a
tuxedo. He pulls up all cool in the Astro van.
Let me just tell you. So... I make sure we're in the right place. I go in. I get Carolyn going in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in my car because I'm not going in the service. You know what I mean?
I thought you would out of nosiness.
Oh, I go in, but I didn't go in for the service. I'm going to tell you why I went in. Mm-hmm. So,
well, first set the scene. Y'all pull up and then say what he fucking did when he pulled up.
Remind me because there's so much.
Embarrassing my girl. In the parking lot.
Oh my fucking God. He pulls up, lays on the fucking horn like five times.
This is
hella
outside
loud.
Of a church or what? A funeral home?
It's a church. It's a Baptist church and it's in a nice neighborhood. Like it's pretty, like manicured and shit. Like
he pulls up in his sweet van.
Lays on the horn. And you guys know what Lurch looks like. If you're in Patreon, you know what Lurch looks like. Slams on the horn like five fucking times and goes, D'Amato, get your ass out here. And she rolls down the window and goes,
she's like,
she goes, shut the fuck up. You're embarrassing. You know, she
don't be embarrassing my girl in front of this fucking
service. And you know, the
service.
Whole way over there, I'm fucking terrorizing her and scaring her. Like, he's going to probably try and show
he
you.
He wants
his dick.
To fuck you today.
He wants to fuck you. You're not, if you get in the car with him, you're going to a home. You're not
she
allowed to ride anywhere.
Van, and I'm like, he's bossing her around already. He was about to make her lay down in that van. If
he
you want to ride home,
cool.
Yeah, I'm fucking you in this van before I
he
drop you off.
He had on a tuxedo and was in a fucking shiny Astro van.
Yelling at her.
And then screams, D'Amato,
get out.
Get out. And I'm like, oh my fucking
Thank
God.
God.
She gets mad.
You did not leave her there.
So she goes. She goes in.
Mm-hmm.
The service itself is like an hour, you know? And then they were eating afterwards.
Oh.
Which.
Was the body there?
That. The thought of the monsters eating makes me want to fucking never eat. Makes
I feel like
throw
they
up.
Hold their silverware like this.
I feel like.
Shovel it.
There's cat hair boogers, dead skin cells, fucking
dandruff.
Old face hair. Like, ain't no way. So. the 1 hour service passes and they're in there eating.
Caroline, you're outside going through a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like I'm about to do right now. So Carolyn texts me and is like, we're eating. And I'm like, okay, enjoy yourself. No rush. Whatever.
Show me though.
Huh?
I would tell her, show me. Just I want to see what's on the plate.
It's Lurch naked. Wiener. So, oh my God. I'm all in my phone, right? Like concentrating. Bitch, I hear bang, bang, bang on my car vibrates on my hood. I look up, Lurch is banging on my hood, bitch, and goes, get in there and eat some food. That's the last thing I'll ever. And I was like, no, it's okay. I'm not hungry.
You won't eat in your own house, let alone some Lurch food.
Bitch.
The Munsters food.
I think of old meatballs, like coagulated.
Gray meatballs is what I picture.
Yes.
Yeah. Gross. No. Something overly mayonnaised. Ugh. Gross. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's okay. I'm not hungry. And, he's like so aggressive.
He's like, you're being rude.
He goes, get in there and eat. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm not hungry. And he's like, get in there and drink something. And I was like, I have this. And I held it up and I was like, no, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you, Lurch. In a tuxedo, bitch, scraggly beard.
Oh, God.
Like, oh my God, you guys. He goes back in.
Couldn't be bothered to shave.
He goes back in.
Mm-mm. I just be like, their balls stink. Like, that's just where
so
my brain
much
goes.
Better.
In the clubhouse, okay, I go in the chat and I see, I didn't get to see what everybody was up in arms about. I just saw like randomness on tables in photos. I saw like a cowgirl hat, like a coloring book.
I'll get there. Just fucking okay. Wait. Oh my God. Like, just, oh my God. Mm-hmm. So service is over. They're done eating. They all come. Carolyn comes walking out.
Was there a lot of people?
Maybe 20.
Okay.
So no. Carolyn comes walking out. I notice her. I go back to my shit. I'm not paying attention. I'm in my phone. All of a sudden, there's tapping at my window.
Jesus Christ. Like, leave me the fuck alone, y'all.
I look over.
Who is it? Carolyn crying.
The fucking Bad News Bears, the bitch, the misfits.
What? Multiple people?
I want to kill Carolyn. It's Carolyn. Then she got an old lady with a walker next to her. And that lady's old husband next to her. Then next to them, behind Carolyn, is Peter Roach in a wheelchair with one leg. Bitch,
why are y'all all at my car?
Like piss, because I smelled him eventually. Okay, Lurch next to her, bitch. All of them.
You said and- the Bad News Bear.
Because
they're all at your fucking window.
No, for real. I can see all. This is my window. Here's all of them.
Why?
Carolyn in the front in her pink sweater, bitch.
You and all your fucking friends.
I instantly feel so much anger. Like, why did you do this to me, bitch? I was nice enough to drive you. So she goes,
get all your fucking friends, round them up, and
get the fuck
away.
Out of here. You fucking goddamn misfits, bitch. Fucking.
Oh my God.
So Carolyn goes like this. She holds up two fingers. You guys really need to be watching this episode on YouTube, not listening, okay?
You need the visuals.
She holds up two fingers in front of me and goes.
She's like, can you give my friends a ride home?
She whispered, bitch, I would have left everybody.
Burned rubber out the parking lot. What?
She holds up two fingers. She thinks she fucking is quiet. She's not. She's fucking embarrassing.
Is she being cool?
Holds up two fingers and goes, I didn't take nothing off of Charlene's off that table. There was, oh my God, you should have seen them. They were like this big. And I'm going, shut up, shut up. Because I know it's something fucking
bad.
Yes. So I'm going, shut up, shut up. Like Lurch is right there.
Yeah.
Peter's right behind her sniffing her ass, bitch. Oh, and his God. Perfect height in the wheelchair. Oh, when I say he smelled like pee, bro. Mm-hmm. And he's capable of not smelling like pee. That's the problem. I'm not being ableist or fucked up. Like, this is someone fully capable.
Yeah, this is just grossness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
it's a choice. It's a lifestyle.
And I'm going, no, for real, a dedicated lifestyle. And I'm like, shut up and just get in the fucking car. Let's go. So then Carolyn goes, I'm going to get a ride home with Shirley and her husband. And I said,
nuh-uh.
Why are you going with Shirley and her husband when I just sat here and waited 2.5 hours for you?
Yeah, no, you're
I'll
not.
I'll take you home.
Mm-hmm.
Peter pipes in and goes, thank you, Crystal. I would feel much better if you gave her a ride home. And no offense to Shirley and her husband.
That is not your place.
But I feel much better with you giving her a ride home.
We don't
home.
Want her going with you. What the fuck? Like, that's your call.
I'm like, what fucking Twilight Zone am I in right now, dude?
They don't trust each other. Oh, my God. They're all calling dibs on Carolyn. They're like after party repass.
They all want
pussy.
That ass.
Repass pussy tonight.
Charlene's dead. We need to get a new
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we need a new one to throw in the mix.
A new unicorn.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's Carolyn.
It is. They had plans.
So I'm like, no, I'll take you home.
She gets sassy or she was all right?
No, she was fine.
Okay.
So she gets in the car and I said, you're hell of loud. Lurch is right by you. What were you saying about the 2 inches?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, she calls him his real name. What the fuck's his real name?
I don't know.
John. She uh-huh. goes, John brought a box of Charlene's stuff from the house to put on the table so people can take something if they want it to remember her.
Oh, that's a cute idea. That was like the cowgirl hat and shit.
Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. very cute in theory until...
What? There was a dildo. A sponge.
Loaded with cockroaches. And he poured the box out on the church table. This clean, pristine.
And they just run off.
So there. Carolyn what? Said, there's a whole bunch of roaches dead. And I'm like.
Dead?
No. And I said, no, there's not. And she goes, you know, Carolyn, when she gets serious, I swear to fucking God. And I'm like. Okay, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to tell them that
I want to pick something out.
Yeah.
Because you're
she
a
wanted
person.
A coffee cup.
And you think you're hella funny. So uh-huh. you're like, yep, I'll go in
I'm
now.
I'm going to go in there.
I wasn't before, but I will now.
So I go in there. When I go in there, it gets even better. John fucking screams from across the fucking church room. What are you doing, Crystal?
He wants a hug.
Oh, no. Listen.
What?
So I'm like, I'm taking a photo. Carolyn wanted me to get a photo. Peter wheels over like fucking Pigpen from Charlie Brown, the cloud behind him, and goes, tell Carolyn she can get my new number from Shirley. So can you. And then I want you to text me so that we can all keep in touch.
Bitch. Bitch. We're not fucking keeping in touch.
So
this
that,
is Lurch's brother?
Yes. The one that wants yeah. Carolyn to send garbage.
Tits and shit. Yeah.
So at that moment, I said, self, you're really not as cute as you think you are. Because these people.
They're like, I have a shot.
The gas station
she's one
fucking
of us.
Tweet.
She's one of us. Yeah.
Like, what? Fucking is it's very damaging to your self-esteem when this happens repeatedly. I'm just putting that out.
They think you're one of them and it's very fucking rude and insulting.
So he goes, and I'm not even trying to be up on my high horse. You guys just have to fucking be there, dude. So I go over to the table, bitch, and sure as shit, I picked the coffee cup up that Carolyn wanted, a dead roach in it.
In the cup?
Yes. He didn't even brush it off. There was coffee on the side of it. Old coffee.
A dirty dish. You're bringing dirty dishes for people to take home as mementos.
So there's like whole dead roaches sprinkled in there on the table. Then there's dead roach body parts sprinkled on the table.
How do you not notice that? They didn't even try. You have to show me because I didn't see that. I just saw some things. I'm scrolling. I'm reading. And then I see people freaking out. And I'm like, I missed something, but it's so far up. And I'm so out of the loop that I got frustrated and just left the chat.
Bro. Oh, I just was like, I can't believe this. So zoom in to the right. This is part of the table. Zoom in. And there's a baby right there on its back.
Oh. Oh my God.
There's one.
What? That's rude as fuck.
He didn't even try and brush them off, bitch.
In the cup.
In the cup.
Bitch. And the cup says, arise and shine. The glory of the Lord is upon you.
Yes.
That ain't all that's upon you.
And so.
Roach dander.
I purposely took the photo back. So everything is dirty. But if you zoom in, you can see body parts. You can see whole roaches.
Everything is dirty. That's rude. That's bad manners.
Could not. I just, my mouth was agape because I was like, holy shit. This is crazy.
Did you take the cup?
Mm-hmm.
You dumped it out on the table?
Look, here's the lower half of a dead roach. There, I spotted like seven.
That's just bad manners. That's so out of pocket.
So your girl dies and you sprinkle roach infested goodies on the table.
Mm-hmm. Like, dig in, kids. That's a different community. I've never been around them kind of folk. That's a whole different community of people that I don't need to learn about. That's like fucking hee-haw hell. Like, I don't want no parts of that. Nope. Nope.
Carolyn, and they say white people have no culture. Right. Bitch, there's so much culture.
There's so much culture and nature. White people are really into nature. That's disgusting.
They really love bugs. Oh,
God. They're and not all tripping I could think bugs. Was,
there's fucking
toughen up.
Roaches over here, bitch. My head started itching. I was I'm like, there's lice. Itch.
I'm
there's
starting lice to feel itchy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's someone's got to have lice in mm-hmm. here. Peter's fucking clothes were filthy. And I'm like, I know you have a washer and dryer. So then I asked Carolyn.
They just don't sweat the small things. They're like, meh.
I said, Carolyn, who's going to be at the service? And she was like, named like four people. And then she mm-hmm. goes, and the white gloves. And I said, what are the white gloves? And she said,
the usher,
the house cleaners that come every week that make sure they clean up their house. So they're not regular housekeepers. They're like overseers. And they're called the white gloves.
They probably hate the white gloves.
They're like not court ordered, but basically.
Basically, your yes. social worker appointed yes. these people to yes. come in and be like, you better take a fucking bath.
Because you're lazy.
Yeah. So you have to be supervised with your clean. That's what Carolyn needs. In a minute, bitch, you're getting white gloves. You tell her that.
I am the white gloves yeah, right now.
You are. Right. You're getting county appointed white gloves in a minute.
No, for real.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you about her off here. I'm not going to do it on here, but.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was that a fucking adventure. Like,
yeah, it sounds crazy.
It was an adventure.
I would have been so mad at all those fucking characters outside my car.
And girl, when I looked over and I wanted to hit Carolyn right in her eye for putting
multiple
me on the spot like that.
Vehicles pulling up.
Oh, I wanted to
get
hit her.
Get the fuck away from me.
It was like the Misfits for real. I want to kill her. It was an adventure. I'll tell you that. Yeah. I ain't never seen no shit like that.
So my gripe of the week, complaint, whatever.
It better not be about my girl.
It's about your girl. She's going to get kicked the fuck out. I told her dad.
You're just
I was
so
like,
rude.
When I made a discovery, what was I doing? I was going in to cancel a movie subscription. Mm.
Okay, girl did a little no-no.
Did a little too much.
A little bit no-no.
So I fucking, Jesus Christ. The day I got tattooed, I wanted to watch Kill Bill while I was getting Go-Go tattooed. So I subscribed to like this fucking movie streaming network that's like branched off of Prime, right? So I get it. So I was like, oh, I got a reminder. Let me go cancel it before it renews.
Right.
I go in and I'm like, fucking dirt bike fucking racer X, and then it's like race car track
$9.99,
and I'm like, what the fuck? No, bitch, $16.99 per week. The dirt bike one was like $7.99 per week. The other one was $16.99 per week. Bitch, this shit has been billing me since the end of September.
You're like, I wondered where my money is.
I was like, oh, why am I paying this Amazon bill and it's never going down? And I ain't been fucking buying shit. Because I don't get grocery delivery anymore or anything. So I rarely order things, you know, not at the frequency I was. Why is my bill never going down? Bitch, because this shit is billing me every fucking week since the end of September. I'm like, oh my fucking God. This ain't on her iPad, bitch. This is through the TV. You're not playing games through the TV. How did you even fucking do this? When did you get into dirt bikes and race car driving? I'm so fucking, I'm just looking at the charges.
It was so many.
I'm like, I can't even cancel it on the app. I got a call. So I fucking call and I'm like, please. And they're like, okay, we can like cancel the last month. No, not the last month. She's a toddler. The last
2 months.
I'm like, listen, she's a toddler. I don't know how she did this. She
don't like, I'll send you her fucking, she'll FaceTime you right now.
You can talk to her. I'll put her on the fucking phone. She does not know how to play any of this shit. She's lying anyway, acting like she didn't do it. Please.
Did she?
Yeah. So they had to fucking go talk to a supervisor to get an approval. Thank God they reversed all the transactions.
This can't be the first time they've heard this shit either.
Yeah, yeah. So they walked me through going in and turning off in-app purchases off the fucking TV. Thank God. I was like, tell me what I have to do. Do I have to put a password on the TV? What do I have to fucking do? Right. So yeah, it was like a lot of money. Yeah.
So when you asked her, what'd she say?
She's like, no, I didn't. And I'm like, yeah, what is this? Don't be fucking doing that. She's like, nah. That's her new response. If I tell her, like, go to bed, go wash your hands, go potty right now, nah. And we'll walk off. That's the response I got.
You're overreacting, bitch.
Oh, my God. I wanted to slam her. If I tell her, finish your food, nah. And we'll walk off. Yes. I was like, get the fuck away from me.
She is so spicy. I showed
Bunny. I was like, spicy. Bunny was like, oh, my God. I said, yeah.
Bunny would have never.
She did. Bunny did through Apple on Candy's phone back in the day at the same age. She bought like 45 fucking games on Candy's cell phone on her Apple. And she had to call iTunes or whatever and get that shit reversed. And I was like, yeah, you did the same shit. It was just on Candy's device.
Oh, my fucking God. I did it accidentally to myself before, but it was just one charge, but it was like a $95 one.
Bitch.
I was on my game.
I was so scared that it had just been too long for them to reverse it.
Thank God they did, because that's a lot of fucking money.
I was like, you can go in and see. She's never played this shit. Like, whatever it is.
It we don't even know what it is.
No, it ain't been used. We couldn't tell you how to get to it.
Mm-mm. I wonder how she even did it.
Surfing through the fucking TV with the remote.
Hitting whatever.
Subscribing.
Just like, whatever, mom.
Annual subscription, whatever. Weekly. What the fuck are you doing? Oh, I wanted to kill her.
Oh, God. She's fucking fabulous, though.
Mm-mm.
Oh, she's fucking funny, man. But thank God they reversed it. Can you imagine if they didn't?
Yeah, I would have been. They were like,
you're locked into a 1 year contract with us.
I'm sorry. We can't. We can just reverse the last charge.
Fuck.
I'd be like, there's months worth that have already gone through.
Fuck that.
It might be time that we confront the real elephant in the room. I am drawn like a magnet to white women with ADHD or ADD. For sure. It's like not even funny.
I've been saying.
I am the most fond of white bitches with ADD. And those are the ones I like. Maybe was one of them. You know?
And you are the exact opposite of us. The opposite.
And I'm like, I think I'm just so fascinated. I don't know what it is, but there's a long list. And we were kind of comparing notes the other day. We had this realization. And I was like, what is it?
You birthed one.
I birthed one. A white woman with ADD. Yes. Like, what is it? Like, I sent you that.
The white friend. Your white girlfriends.
Yes.
Are fucking ADD.
They're ADD, white girls ADHD. With ADD. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. They're insane. But it was when I sent you the video of that protein drink. And I was like, use this one because I love her.
And I was like, what the fuck?
You said you don't have room for any more white women with ADHD.
You don't.
On the roster. You're maxed out.
you have a problem.
I do, but that's the real obsession that
you
were
like, use this. I love her.
Yeah, I was like, don't use the first one I sent. Use this one because I love her. And then you pointed it out. No,
there's enough. No more room.
Yes.
Enough.
It's true, though. I never realized it, but I have a thing for white bitches with ADD.
For some reason. Mm-hmm. The opposites attract.
I just love them. Can't get enough, apparently. Cannot get enough. So hit me up if you're a white lady with ADD because you're my favorite.
She'd be like, kind of bitch. Stop talking.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, stop. But I think it's just like the singing and the fucking.
It's always insanity. Entertainment.
It's just always something.
Chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you birthed one and you have your God. Very. Look it. I mean, look,
I
you
made
got
my
charges.
Own. Yeah.
It's always a surprise.
Songs, constant singing,
constant singing, dancing.
Yep. Performing.
Not eating.
Yes, yes. It's all the same traits. I don't know what it is, but I got a thing for y'all.
Oh, it's so funny too.
Oh my God.
Did you see this fucking oversight committee hearing on Wednesday regarding the, they're not calling them UFOs, they're calling them UAPs.
In the ocean?
And the fucking, the Army, Navy fucking generals fucking.
Under oath.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Confirming. Saying, yeah. They're confirming presence of aliens now. And it's like.
Very, like
how
100%.
Bad, 100%. But how bad is the world that we're not even shocked? They waited till the perfect time to drop that bomb because we're like, eh. Nah, we're like, what, nah. Whatever. We don't care.
We've been new.
The world is so bad right now that it's right. Like, it's small fries to hear about that. It's like, whatever.
I feel like it's a distraction from everything else. But seriously, the world is so bad.
The world is so sad right now.
Nothing.
That this is a pebble in a bucket.
No, seriously. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, everything is like chaos.
But the ocean is so terrifying to me. I'm not at all shocked.
I thought of you immediately when they said coming out of the ocean.
Yeah.
I was like, here's another reason she's never going to swim in it.
It's only 5% discovered. We know more about space than we do about the ocean. The ocean is fucking terrifying. Yeah. So am I shocked? No. It just will keep me further away from it.
And I was reading that they said that they've been in the fucking ocean longer than fucking we've been here.
Yes.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like thinking in my head, the Tom Cruise movie, War of the Worlds.
I never saw that.
Remember? They start coming out the water and shit.
I never saw that.
They start coming from underground.
Oh, see?
They probably based that movie
but
off their
the
knowledge.
But that's the safest place for them because we have no fucking knowledge of the ocean. We have no familiarity. We're not well-versed in the ocean.
Fuck
so
no.
They're like, yeah, of course we're going to go there and live undetected.
There's so many parts we've never seen.
Exactly. 5% is such a nothing.
It's a fingernail.
Yeah, maybe. It's terrifying. It's terrifying. Don't ever ask me to scuba dive or any of this.
Oh, I have no desire to
swim,
scuba dive.
Any of that shit. None
of that. I'll swim all day.
In the ocean? Absolutely fucking not. Mm-hmm. I don't even want my feet in it.
I love swimming in the ocean, but
not I.
Not ours in California. Our water's too cold over here, but.
Mm-mm, that's scary.
On the East Coast and Caribbean and shit. Absolutely.
Fun facts. Did you know that during the war.
Which
one? One of the old ones, like World War I or something, I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
During World War II's desperate penicillin shortage, medics discovered 90% of the life-saving antibiotic passed through patients' urine unchanged. They began collecting treated soldiers' urine, extracting the penicillin, and re-administering it to wounded men. Let me die.
This Let is where urine therapy started.
It is. This recycled penicillin saved countless lives when the drug was rarer than gold. It took 2,000 liters of bacterial culture to make enough for just one patient. 2,000 liters of
that
piss.
Job.
Yeah. Because we have to save these soldiers' lives.
You're the piss extractor.
Let me fucking... I don't want your recycled penicillin.
No.
Let me get gangrene and die.
Fuck. Ew.
Yeah. Because there was a fucking shortage.
Nope.
You're interrupting life's natural whatever. it's time. Karmic it's my flow. Time. Yeah, it's my time to go, and you're interrupting it if you got to do all that.
No, that's so gross.
It's disgusting.
Who discovered that? And how?
Yeah, they were like, they probably tried shit too, and it probably didn't hold up as well or something. But if you're like, we got to collect all the piss to take care of these soldiers.
So gross.
Let me die.
It's so gross. As soon as we're done recording this, we're about to go watch the fucking...
The fight.
Tyson Paul fight.
It's time for the fight. I love boxing, as we know.
Yeah, same.
Love it. And I'm just like, the fucking nerve and audacity to think that you're worthy of fighting Mike Tyson. Like, I hope he takes your fucking jaw off.
I hope he takes your fucking jaw off is right.
Who do you think
you
are?
I hope it's not staged. I hope it's not rigged.
I don't think it will be. I think...
that douche, Jake Paul, bitch. I saw a fucking reel of part of an interview where he had diamond spike studded ear caps on. And it was like, I'm not getting my ear bit. I was like, I hope he bites your wiener head off.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, Mike Tyson is a legend, and I feel like you're not worthy, and like, fuck you. But, you know, I was talking about this earlier with somebody. People always got to throw in a little racism whenever, like, white people always, whenever they can, they love always the opportunity to throw it in a little bit. And I don't know if you saw when they met each other to do the intro or whatever. Him. Yeah, when Tyson slapped him, what a lot of people
like a bitch.
What a lot of people clipped out for some reason is that when Jake Paul was approaching him, he was walking like a gorilla up to him. Did y'all notice that?
No, I just seen him. And then he stepped on his foot.
Yeah. So a lot of people cropped that part off the video for some reason.
Oh, probably
to make him look in a better light, but that's cropped off. If you watch the whole thing, he ran up like a gorilla with his hands on the floor to him and then stepped on his foot.
Oh, you deserve that fucking smack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because why?
Yeah.
Would you do
you
that?
You needed to do that.
To a white boxer.
Yeah, exactly. Would you? Probably not. So I hope he gets his ass whipped.
I can't remember if it was him or his brother that went to the suicide forest in Japan and
poor
was
taste.
Filming the bodies.
Yep.
Hosting him.
I've seen somebody say, I hope Tyson hits him so hard his brother dies. No.
High five to that so comment.
I hope. Yeah.
Because I hate those two. Like,
I hate
why
him.
Are y'all even famous? They were YouTubers.
It's gross. Yeah, it's fucking gross. Get them out of here.
I can't stand them. So.
So we're going to hurry up so we can watch that.
I'm excited to watch it.
Tyson, I really hope he wins.
You better channel them fucking inner demons. You know, Tyson's a little crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
He was like
he had a hard
an
life.
Amazing boxer, though.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, I was going to talk about something I watched, but I'll save that.
Yeah. I want to dance with somebody.
Of course.
Want to feel the heat with somebody.
I do want to say, I hope I say your name right. For our patrons, she did not get a shout out, and she joined, I want to say, a couple months ago. Angelica Trimble Yanu. Thank you for joining the clubhouse. I want to make sure you all get your shout outs.
Yes.
I know how exciting that is from when I got one from a show. And so I want to make sure you all get yours. So if you did not get yours, let us know. We will make sure you are added to our list so we can get that out. It's been going down on Patreon lately.
I have a good time.
They're always asking me to go live, and I'm like, I'm shy.
Oh my God.
So as soon as maybe today we could do it when we're watching the fight, mm-hmm. so I could like get a feel of it, and then I'll be comfortable going
it's so fun.
Yeah. But I do pop in the chat every day, and there's always good stuff in there.
I love doing it. It's like
I love our community.
Daily little fucking group phone call.
Yeah. I love it. Also, merch has been released, so if you have not yet, get your orders in, because once we close orders, it's done for a minute.
Yeah, we're leaving it up, maybe another week we're doing orders, because we want to make sure everyone gets their shit by the holidays.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read some new patrons. We have Carlos XL1, Teresa Hobson, Feral Girl Shit, Funk 510, Brianna Ruff, and Joss. Thank you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We love y'all. And if you've joined and we have not read your name, please let us know.
Yeah. And also when you join, if you haven't already, please send us on Patreon in the direct messages. Send us your t-shirt size because we pull two winners per month for merch. And we did already pull our November winners, but we'll be pulling, you know, two more for December. We want to make sure you're included. All paid tiers are included. And you're just automatically entered. So send us your info. We have some write-ins. You want to do some write-ins?
Yeah. That's what I was looking to see if I had some screenshot.
I'll pull one up that I saw.
I can't wait to fucking post the fucking roach merch table for highlights, dude.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Absolutely fucking insane. Sorry, that was a big blow.
Sorry, where'd the thing go? Oh, here it is.
Damn it, where'd I...
Okay, I'll read mine. Write in from Tierra Chantel. Hey, aunties. I first wanted to say how much you both continue to be one of the most consistent people that I know. I always look forward to listening to the HD podcast because it feels like I'm always going to learn something new with y'all about piss. And hearing updates from you both is something I always look forward to. Y'all may not know it, but you two have inspired me and so many others to embrace the dysfunction and keep going. It gets tough out here because life kicks our ass with a sack of bricks, but thank y'all for giving us something to look forward to. This might be random, but I wanted to share a recent story with y'all that my cousin recently told me. We had gotten drunk some hours before, so we were still hungover. I'm still hungover right now, so bear with me. God, I don't miss that feeling.
Man.
Fun fact about me. Ever since I started nursing school, I tend to tell fun, messed up facts about certain things I learned.
I
learned about during lecture, especially when I get a little drunk. I'm not sure why this happens, but it just slips out, especially when I'm in mid-conversation and my ADHD kicks in. That's when the facts really start to come out. I am a collector of weird facts. Also of negative things I know about people, whether it be celebrities, fucking people we know, whatever. I am a bearer of bad facts about people. Like,
you know,
Charlene. I don't know why. I don't know why I collect that about people. Anything bad in their history, I'll hold on to it. And I cannot wait to share it. It's weird. It's always a surprise. Like, oh, you like that person? Let me tell you what they did fucked up. Why they are canceled ruin it for you. To me. Yes, I do it all the time.
I love it.
Okay. Anyway. I was telling my cousin how Viagra was originally used to treat angina and hypertension before the pharmaceutical companies realized it could be used to help with erectile dysfunction. We got to talking about ED for a bit. Then all of a sudden, I see a post on Facebook about how this dude got diagnosed with HIV, trichomonas, herpes, and syphilis back in 2020. Mm. So, of course, I stopped mid-combo to bring that up. When I brought it up, my cousin asked me if I've heard about the dude in Washington State that infected a bunch of women with HIV some years ago. Ugh. I told her, yeah, I've heard of him. Why? She said, well, speaking of HIV, I knew one of the women that was best friends with him and also one of his victims.
Oh, man.
She told me that she received the letter in the mail letting her know what had happened after he had got arrested. Even though she was aware of it, she still wanted to remain cool with him because he was her best friend.
I would have killed
you. Are you insane? What? When I tell you my jaw dropped, I was like, welp. My cousin just said, bitches be crazy. So that's that on the story I wanted to share with y'all, because even for me, that was a shocker. Wanted to remain cool because that was her best friend. Bitch, we're not best AIDS friends.
I don't need to be loved that much.
No.
Or I don't need friends that much. No.
God damn.
My Nona used to say, with friends like that, who needs enemies?
She didn't make that up.
She always said that shit.
That
was like one of her lines. With friends like that, who needs enemies?
Jesus Christ. What the fuck? With that being said, I appreciate everything y'all do. Free Palestine, free Congo, and the U.S. is a shit show. Bye. Thank you for that writing. Thank you, Tiara. Oh my God, what the fuck?
Can you imagine getting that letter? And then going,
I want to remain cool with him. Like, that's my bestie. We're besties, so, you know, shit happens. Bitch, no the fuck you don't.
You ain't.
No, ain't that much best friends in the world. Mm-mm.
Nope.
What the hell? Okay,
I have one. So I don't have a full story, but I thought y'all would have a nice little chuckle with this one. We were driving home talking about how we miss my daughter's toddler phase, only for the words she would come up with for shit. Then all of a sudden, I remembered randomly how I had to teach her the word vagina when she was like two. LOL. Random core memory. We all talk to her like a regular person. No baby talk.
That's good.
Yeah, it is.
I found that my friends that have done that, their kids speak so fucking well at like a young age.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
I think we're pretty good with talking to all of our kids. Like,
I try to not talk baby talk and cutesy shit with peas. I try to talk to her like a little person so that she'll have a good vocabulary and stuff.
Yeah. She does. She's fucking for sure.
Yeah.
We all talk to her like a regular person, no baby talk. So when she would try to say something, she didn't know the word for it yet. She would say whatever best described it. One day we were walking in the store and she goes, "Mama, my drawers are stuck." Loud as hell, because toddlers' main job is to embarrass their parents in public.
It's their life mission.
I'm like, "Oh, you have a wedgie. Just pull it out. It's okay." Then I see she's about to pull her pants down in the middle of the aisle. And I'm like, hey, just do it like this and keep your pants on, please. As I motion like I'm going to get a wedgie out of my ass. Mm-hmm. She goes, "No, it's in my other butt." Confused as hell, I'm like, "What butt? We only have one butt, Hobie."
P says that sometimes.
She then goes, "It's in my front butt, Mom."
Yeah.
And points to her fucking vagina. I'm like, okay, first of all, keep it down. Damn it. Use your inside voice. Second, that's a vagina. That is not a front butt. So
it kind of is a front butt.
Of course, any chance I get, I use it now to piss her 15-year-old self off. Payback for embarrassing me in public time and time again, screaming shit like, "My underwear is stuck in my front butt, Mommy."
I'm going to start telling you that. That's so cute.
Your front butt.
So Peas does say front butt sometimes, and I just like laugh to myself and don't correct her because I think it's so funny.
It's so funny.
But we have so many different names. I need to find out like what does her dad call it. I know Candy calls it a hookie.
I say hookie too.
Or you say hookie.
Yeah.
What is
your hoo-ha? Oh,
Candy calls it a tutu, I think. There's like tutu, hookie, fucking, there's all these names for it. I just be like, "Come here, wipe, make sure you wipe front to back." Like, I just,
we I don't make think, sure she knows vagina.
Yeah, yeah, the proper words.
Yeah. Aunt We Be Having Things always called it a Penelope.
A Penelope. That's a person. That's a child.
The bitch.
That's my peer.
They were always called Penelopes.
No.
And when we were little, we called wieners Louies. The first time we were introduced to a man named Louie, it was this old man.
And you died laughing.
In the Palo Alto fucking VA mental hospital. And my dad is like, "This is Louie." And me and Will were like 5 and 6. We fucking screamed laughing in that man's face.
In his face.
And he was standing there so confused. And I look over, my mom is bright red and has to
explain. Did she explain it? Of course she did.
She had to explain to him.
Of course she did.
Why we, her kids.
They think you're named after a dick. My kids think you're named after a penis. I'm so sorry. They're crying laughing in your face. That's what we call dicks.
They think your name is Wiener.
In my culture, we call dicks that.
Mm-hmm. In my good white culture.
I'm sorry. That's what my household calls dicks. They don't know any better. I'm sorry.
Yes.
That is so funny.
I'll never forget that. That poor man was just standing there looking at us like, "What the fuck?" So funny.
Right. Tell your fucking rude kids to shut up.
Your bad fucking kids.
Yeah, I think tutu. We got to teach her vagina. It'll be funny for her to say that too.
Piggy bank.
No. Wet purse.
What? Meat purse.
Meat purse. When you get older, it's a bear trap.
Oh my God.
No.
A man eater.
I have one I want to read.
Okay.
A man eater. Yeah. Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies. Hope all is well for you both, even in the burning pile of trash reality we are experiencing right now. It's nice to look forward to a new episode of a podcast that's funny but covers important topics and feels like we're all friends. We are friends.
Definitely.
As an introvert, I appreciate the community. I wanted to write in and wish all the horny Scorpios, myself included, a happy birthday with a big shout out / happy birthday to my sister Melly, whose B-Day is on the 20th. She's an amazing sister and Thea who's always there for me in good times and the tough ones. Thank you for being you, Melly. Always beautiful, kind, and funny. Always supportive and caring to us and our wild bunch of kids between all of our siblings. Let me raise a toast to one of the girls I love most. Melly, I hope you have a great day and we love you. Thanks again for the show. It's nice to find like-minded people in this world. Mm. Kiss, hug, loud.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. And so happy birthday, Melly.
All right. I have one. I'm so late and understand if I don't hear this on the pod until January.
Sorry. Oh.
But you guys are my favorite podcast ever. And today is my birthday. I'd love it if you guys gave me a birthday shout out on the pod. I'm turning 30 and also celebrating my third month of sobriety today. Mm. Thankful for all that you do for our community, Aaron.
Congratulations and happy birthday.
And
we're proud of you.
Keep going.
Hang in there.
3 months is fucking huge.
It is.
Be proud of yourself.
Aww. Okay, I have one.
Okay.
Hi, Pat and Crystal. I wanted to write in with a movie recommendation and also get your thoughts on a related topic. I watched The Substance this weekend. I think somebody else wrote in and asked if we watched that yet. I haven't. But essentially, it's about an older woman, Demi Moore. You know what? I think somebody bought this on my fucking Prime.
Peas
bought this. I haven't watched it yet.
I want to watch it, though. Well, I heard it's good.
So if you'd like to watch it, I own it at my house.
Perfect.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Perfect.
Demi Moore, who is struggling with aging and decides to take a drug that turns her into a better, younger, beautiful version of herself. The catch is that every 7 days she has to switch and live a week as her older self. The movie is crazy with a ton of intense body horror, but it also had very real moments. This sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Depicting the struggles women face with aging, self-esteem, and self-worth. Highly recommend. Anyway, got me thinking a lot about my own feelings around aging. I'm 33, and sometimes I look in the mirror and feel disconnected from what I see. I know in reality, I'm not old, but little changes come with each year, and sometimes it does make me anxious. I feel that. My boyfriend is almost 37 and doesn't approach aging with similar feelings. Men usually fucking don't. I think for women, identifying people, it is just harder. As time goes on, I sometimes also feel I'm unsure of how I should present myself. I have facial piercings and dress in a lot of the same comfy clothes I wore in my 20s. I try not to care about the thoughts of others, but sometimes I find myself thinking, am I too old to be wearing or doing this?
No.
Take it from her.
No.
Take it. I am curious about your thoughts and your own experiences with aging. Has it been a struggle at times? How have you been able to stay true to yourself and find acceptance in it? Thank you both for always being so real and providing such a lovely community. Kiss, hug, Bianca.
Absolutely. Definitely.
We definitely noticed things. We were talking. Do you want to talk about our hands?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about our hands.
We had a conversation on the phone. Were we on the phone the other day?
Yeah.
Rarely.
And I said, I hate my hands.
I have really old hands right now that you can't tell but if I go like that.
I always have.
They're very crepey.
I've never had nice hands.
Yeah. I have very old hands. Witch hands. And it's just one of the things that I noticed changing. But as far as like dressing your age and shit like
that, I don't believe in
that. I don't subscribe to that. I try to not give a fuck. You clearly wear half shirts
all
and
day.
Will not stop.
Nope. I'm going to wear them till I'm fucking 80.
But for me, I would feel weird wearing a half shirt. So like I won't wear them. But I have no problem dressing like Adam Sandler and fucking, you know, I'm not, I don't know. I don't really give a fuck. I don't think I ever have.
I'm going to dress.
I don't judge anybody that I was just saying for myself. Like, yeah. I'm not comfortable wearing them. But yeah, I don't, when I look at people that don't dress their age or whatever, I never judge. I mean, look at me, obviously. I'm like, do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. Tattoo your whole face, pierce your whole fucking face. Yeah. Like, I'm about that. I'm more into that. Self-expression.
And do just whatever you feel comfortable with. Like, I feel comfortable still wearing fucking half shirts, showing my tits, mm-hmm. fucking as much skin, Elliot, enough. Just the dress part, I don't feel like there's any way to dress for any age.
Me
like,
either.
It's whatever.
I always like the cooler, I'm drawn to the cooler older ladies, like fucking 60, 70-year-olds that dress super young, I guess. Like colorful, fucking alternative style dressing. Yeah. Like I'm drawn to those people, like where self-expression is super important to me. So wear whatever the fuck you like. What I don't like is when people dress like everyone else. Mm-hmm. Follow trends.
Individuality.
And mirror what other people, I guess, at your age are wearing. Like, do step outside of the box.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
One of the benefits, though, I mean, it's like a catch-22. Yes. You age and your outside appearance becomes different, but your inside also becomes different in mm-hmm. such a better way. We've said before, like your sense of self, your
confidence,
you take less bullshit. You speak up for yourself more. Mm-hmm. You learn to say no and not feel bad. Confidence.
Like, that all comes with age too. That's like
fabulous. That
the best
part
of aging, mm-hmm. I think, is becoming better in that way.
You become and smarter, more secure.
Yeah. And wiser. You really do get wiser. So that wisdom and everything and just more sense of not giving a fuck. I think I give a fuck less, clearly.
Clearly.
Every year I give less a fuck. And I
pajamas.
Think, yeah, I think
that's. I wore these all day.
The coolest thing. I think that's the coolest thing.
For sure.
So if I was to give any advice, I would say lean further into doing whatever the fuck you want, whatever you like. And
fuck societal standards.
Yeah, we don't 1,000%. We don't follow those.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And he agrees.
He did. Yeah. Elliot said, you do you.
Speaking of, I'm getting a really cool haircut, I think, on Wednesday. I've been saving. Oh, you never know with me, bitch. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. So you guys will see probably at the same time because I think we record that day.
Are you going shorter?
You're just going to have to wait and find out.
I'll pop your tires so you can't go. Hmm.
Don't you make, you'll pay for that appointment because you know I can't cancel.
And then I'm going to pop my fucking heart after that.
Yeah, I'm excited. And yeah, it's just going to be another example. I'm not dressing and making myself appeal to the male gaze anymore. So when that happens, when you reach that point, that's when the real fun starts. Mm. That's when you can really do whatever the fuck you want. Like, you know,
I like women to say, you look so pretty. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Women and gays is who I'm showing out for. So like,
all day.
And the cool guys that are worth anything, I feel like will like someone that's not dressing up for what a man likes. They'll appreciate somebody that's dressing up for themselves anyway, right? Mm. Like the better guys are going to like that anyway, not the
they
ones that are trying to
appreciate your authentic self.
Yeah.
For sure.
Instead of someone that's trying to dress up for what men like or, you know, so if I am attracting any, I want to attract those kind mm-hmm. that will like, you know, the weirdness or whatever.
That
so,
will
yeah.
fight the fucking patriarchy.
I'm gonna, exactly. So I'm going to do another hair change. Hopefully my relatives won't copy this one and we shall see.
You're a fucking bitch.
I know I am. And I'm going to stop giving so many passes, but yeah, we'll see.
All
if
right.
I could keep this one to myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Yep.
All right, you guys.
Well, we love you. Thank you for the support and everything. You want to read one more write-in?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, hold on.
Go for it. Connect Four. Remember that commercial?
No.
It was for the Connect Four game. Many moons ago.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out if we read this before.
Go, go, my walking pup.
No, we haven't. Okay, this is a good one. Okay. Sorry, I was acting like we were done. We're not done. I was just kidding. It was a prank.
We like to trick you guys.
It was a prank. What did Peace just tell me earlier? Oh, she put her fucking... We're driving to go get my ex-husband from the fucking airport today because that became my job somehow because fucking Stinkers was at the orthodontist. So this morning, me and Peas are in traffic and she had an Uncrustable with her. And so she's on her iPad and I'm like, did you eat your sandwich? And she was like, yeah, yeah. And I know she's a liar. So at one point when I can safely do so, I look back and it's like in the cup holder of her car seat. And I'm like, get your fucking sandwich out the cup holder and eat it. Why is it in there?
That's what it's for.
She goes, it was just a joke. It was, and I'm like, fuck you. That's not what a joke is. That's not a prank. It was just a prank.
She's like, tricked you.
Yes, exactly.
Love
it
her.
It was a joke.
It girl, was a joke.
Joke.
You fell for the joke.
Joke your ass that sandwich out the cup holder. Fuck. All right.
Okay.
It was a joke. Hey, aunties. So I have a question mainly for Pat, but I need the advice from both of you. I recently moved in with my boyfriend of 8 months. And then in parentheses, I know, bad move. We're already like, nope.
I thought it was going to say, I know, leave him.
Yeah, exactly. And I've started to snoop around his phone when he's in the shower because, in caps, I have a feeling. Don't do it. Okay, all right, let's go. And I recently found out my guy is on the down low. And he's been going on gay hookup sites.
Wait, does he know? Fuck, okay. I was going to say, does he know that she knows?
Let's see.
Okay.
Okay, he's been going on gay hookup sites and to try to find someone to, quote, suck him up. But there's history on there from 6+ months ago. So I know this is probably something he's been into for a while. I'm still processing how I feel about this, but I'm not angry. I just want to understand why he has these urges. He's told me he's a porn addict and he's into really fucked up things, but I would have never guessed this.
He's very obviously bi.
My thing is, I don't know if I could be with someone who's into this kind of kink, not out of a place of judgment, but I just don't want my partner to have those needs. And I wouldn't want him to feel like he needs to hide this part of his life from me either. You know, is this common in men nowadays? Yes. And should I just settle? Cause he's a good guy. Ultimately, should I consider this cheating?
Yes.
And should I be worried about getting any STIs? Please, please, please help me out. And please keep my email and name anonymous. Thank you so much. I love you guys. And I love listening every week. I didn't say any name, did I?
I don't think there is any. I definitely would say it's cheating because he didn't tell you about it.
Yeah, like, it's sneaky behavior.
It's very much.
It is cheating.
Just because it's he's cheating with he's doing something with the same sex. Make that a girl.
It's still cheating.
And then how would you feel if it was another girl?
Yeah.
Like, it would be cheating.
So, playing devil's advocate, some might say because this is not his regular thing, maybe it's not cheating because I need to know if he acted on it.
That's an excuse.
Is he thrill-seeking? Is he just toying around with the idea as an ego stroke? Like, is he actually going to get sucked? I need to know that. But it doesn't sound like she knows that yet. And it doesn't sound like she confronted him either.
Either way, there's the trust is broken.
Yeah.
You know, because if he was in his phone like, oh, God, looking for a woman's pussy to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It would be a fucking problem. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be a betrayal of trust because unless you guys talked about this and okayed it, you know?
Yeah.
It depends on what parameters and boundaries you set for your relationship, you know?
Yeah.
In my opinion.
but you're not the thrill seeking cheater and I am. So I'm gonna be like, I feel him. Like there could be a thrill, get a rush out of that.
What do you mean and not act on it?
And not act, yeah. And we don't know for sure if he's following through with it, but if you're not comfortable with even the playing around with the possibility.
So for her even to write in regarding it, mm-hmm. it's something that weighs on her mind.
Yeah.
So even let's say she forgives him, that shit's going to play in her mind. Is he doing that? Is he
and
doing
that? And you can't in an argument be like, go get fucking David to suck your dick. Like, you know you want to, bitch. Like, you can't fucking do no shit like that either.
That's why you want to get fucked.
yeah, like, you can't. Don't
you.
It's, you would get mad. I wouldn't. So I've had this experience and I talked about it before.
Yeah, yeah,
you did. I have an ex that I loved very, still love very fucking much. They went to jail and I had to handle some business for them and go into their email. And I guess they didn't know that I'm the detective that I am, but I got to snooping around and I found like proof of them responding to ads for fucking trans women and going and hooking up with trans women and shit. And I kept that to myself and it didn't cause me to not love them anymore. It didn't even cause me to break up with them. It did, like, but I'm sick in the head. So I'm like,
and
I'm like, I would probably do it too. So
dates too. So
what do you mean?
Meaning how you just said I would probably do it too.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. fuck. Talk to someone else, mess with someone
yeah,
else.
Yeah, yeah, for like sure. That. So I like
two
and to this day,
different lifestyles and two different opinions.
And perspectives. Absolutely. For sure. So I never confronted them with it. And like our relationship ended later just because for something totally unrelated. Yeah. They were just getting into trouble too much. And I was like, dude, like we're grown. We can't keep fucking doing this. Like,
it's crazy though, because it's somebody you would never, ever, ever expect. No. And you would never look at them and expect it, never no. be around them and expect it. And I've heard multiple times from other people that
that's usually how it is.
Yes.
Yeah. The people you least expect.
Yes.
But, you know, and I, to this day, I've never confronted them with it. And, you know, I just kind of left that alone.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like currently, if I was currently dating somebody and that happened, I don't know, dude. I'm like a cheater. So I would have to have an open relationship if you're a anyway. Cheater, moving forward,
I just feel like everybody's what they can deal with, what they can handle, what they allow in their relationship is very different. If it's something you're okay with, him hooking up with men on the side, go for it.
Yeah.
If he's a good dude.
And I've dated bisexual men too. So that's another thing.
That's not the thing that bugs me.
Yeah.
The thing that bugs me is the fucking cheating. The sneaking.
Yeah. The violation of trust.
Yes.
Yeah. Like that's, dishonesty is what bothers you.
Absolutely. It wouldn't matter if it was with the fucking girl.
Whoever. That's another thing. Your concern for STIs and shit sounds a little homophobic. Don't do that.
I would be concerned with a woman.
With a woman. Just, you're going to take it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, even though, well, yeah, I'm just going to say there's no difference. Like there's no
man or woman.
Yeah. There's no increased concern. We can all be whores. Yeah, exactly. For there's no fear of STIs more so because they're creeping with a dude.
No.
It's the same.
No.
But, yeah.
Hey, when you get that feeling and you go looking,
that hunch, you know,
you even find it, that you're going to find it.
Your intuition
something.
Is going to tell you. It's a matter of whether or not you listen. So let this be an example. If you're getting that feeling, you fucking know.
For sure. Because you don't get it for no reason.
Mine's never been wrong. Never. So that should tell you everything. What was I going to say? Oh, it's up to you to decide whether or not that's something you can forgive.
Yes.
I could, she couldn't.
No.
I think you knew. That's the response you were going to get from us. But let us know. Update us. Please. And let us know how it works out.
Definitely. And I'm wondering why.
I'm like, can I watch? I'll forgive it if I can watch.
So stupid.
Yeah.
I'm wondering why. I'm also wondering if they disclosed to you that they've been, you know, they are attracted to both men and women before you guys started dating.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. All right. Definitely update us.
Please. I want to know.
Definitely. Can you imagine fucking, I would be so mad. Fucking, I open Mark's phone and he's cheating.
Yeah, you wouldn't care who the fuck it was with.
I smashed the windows out your car. I wouldn't, though. I would just be quiet.
And I'm just like, girl, don't trip. Like,
I would be quiet.
I'm like, Crystal, calm down. It's not a big deal.
I wouldn't even destroy anything. I would just be like, I'm done. Gather my shit.
And I'm like, you're overreacting.
And I'm going to the fucking Misfit trailer.
Bitch, with Peter Roach. You're asleep and he shows up.
Oh, my God, bitch. I would fucking kill him.
All right. The smoke is getting to me. I'm done.
Oh, my God.
Becky. I'm done. It's time for the fight. We got to get a move on.
Review us.
Yeah. Review us, please. Share us with some people, please.
Tell your grandma.
Subscribe to Patreon, please.
Yes.
Buy some merch, please.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
And we're about to go watch Mike Tyson.
Yeah. And go live on Patreon.
Okay.
Okay.
Love you. Suck it easy.
Go to bed. Oh,